I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, it's probably a wee bit too soon for people to have given up on their New Year's resolutions, which means that there's still a new crop of people trying to run regularly, but they might already be finding that it's not all about endorphins and stiff limbs. There's also runner's tummy. The dietitian Orla Walsh is here to tell us exactly what that is. Good afternoon, Orla.
Good afternoon. It certainly is a common problem, and I'd hate for it to put people off running because running is just so good for you.
Right. So you're running, and what's happening inside you that may cause this?
Well, lots of things. It can be because of anxiety hormones or stress hormones. It could be because of nervous energy as well. It could also be that you're consuming the wrong types of foods just before exercise or the wrong types of drinks during exercise. But it's also just to simply do with blood flow and blood mechanics.
Right. Okay. So but the very act of running, is that squeezing your inside to some extent?
Yeah, and you see, blood flow goes mostly to your arms and legs. You'd expect maybe 80-90% of your blood to be flowing to your arms and legs to help you run. Because when we're running at a much higher heart rate than just, say, if we were cycling. So someone could be running with a heart rate about 160 beats per minute, and the blood flow is just going to the arms and legs away from the stomach. So if the wrong food is in the stomach, it can cause issues. Similarly, if you take in the wrong food or drinks, so if you take in a carbohydrate-rich drink during the run and it has more than 10 grams of carbs per 100 mils, it will actually draw water into the small intestine and possibly leading to this situation of runner's gut.
Okay. And when one gets it, is this just an overwhelming urge to poo and there's not much you can do about it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is an urge, and then there's panic, and it becomes even more of an urge. And the more you panic, the more of a problem. But it does lead people to find the nearest bush or the nearest parked car. It can be extremely embarrassing for people.
Oh, gosh, yeah, especially if you've never experienced it before. But you worked with Athletics Ireland. Did people there who, you know, run nationally and even internationally, is this a kind of a thing that they take for granted that might happen occasionally to them?
Yes, I'm not going to name names. It does happen for sure. But we're tactical about it. You see, when we understand the physiology and we also understand the person that's running, there's lots that we can do beforehand to stop it occurring. So I was lucky in that none of the athletes I worked with ever suffered really bad in this way. You know, a lot of about nutrition is giving your body what it needs when it needs it, but it's also being quite tactical and practical about it.
Yeah, so before you go on the run, don't have a bowl of bran flakes and two cups of coffee.
Yeah, well, yes and no, because most runners actually feel more comfortable going for a run once they've done the first poo of the day. And so what we try and do is we try and stimulate that. So, for example, we might have a snack late at night that we know will stimulate the bowels to move so that you defecate first thing in the morning. So, for example, we might do a yogurt with two kiwis and some flaxseed or else some prunes. And then the coffee is brilliant at stimulating the gut to move. And it's not just the caffeine in it, it's the coffee itself. It will stimulate the gut to move as much as a very large meal. So we bring that in, usually an espresso, and that gets things going. People then need to poo. They poo at home in their own bathroom and there's a sense of relief then that they know that they can go for a run and there's nothing waiting there that could cause any sort of urgency then while they're on the run.
Okay, so it's kind of preparation. It's maybe getting the poo out of the way before you go for the run. That seems to be
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we sometimes purposely bring in something like orange juice. So orange juice is more hydrating than water and it's quite a decent amount of carbohydrate too. And if we bring that in, so just say you have your espresso, you bring in your orange juice, not only does that get the carbs into the blood, so the perceived effort on the run will be less, and the perceived effort on the run will be less with the caffeine as well. But the great thing about orange juice is it also can trigger the gut to move, but it also it's more hydrating than water, meaning that there is more fluid still in you 2 hours or an hour or two later. So it means that if someone's having the orange juice, they're not going to go on run and all of a sudden need to pee either, because that's also a concern for lots of people, but especially if a woman is running postpartum.
Yeah. Oh, right. Of course. Yes. So is the pee aspect of this less of a problem for people?
Well, if you're male, certainly. If you're female, no, because not only do you have to bare your whole bottom if you need to go on a rush, yeah. But if you don't have full control of urination, especially postpartum, which is quite a common problem, and you know, physios can certainly help with that. But women can suffer with leakage. So again, a lot of women come in and not only are we tactical about the first poo and trying to get that out of the way before the run, but also making sure that they we minimise their need to go to the loo on the run as well.
Yeah. One texter says I need to stay at home for the 30 minutes after eating my breakfast to avoid any issues. I've no idea how people run out the door and get into the car or do a long bus journey. You need to plan that out. For people, though, Orla, who run marathons or even ultramarathons, how do they manage it?
Well, the thing is that dehydration can certainly put you more at risk of runner's gut. So we try and, that people be well hydrated going into these things. With the ultras, that's a different beast altogether. People can become quite dehydrated and actually suffer constipation, especially with all the foods that they're eating to try and keep their energy in. The marathon, it's easy enough to manage. Really, you have to be careful with how much carbohydrate you're taking in per hour as well. So the body, regardless of your size, it doesn't matter if you're 40, 80 or 120 kilos, you can only really absorb comfortably 30 to 60 grams of carbs per hour. And then we're also tactical about the type of carbohydrates, because we try and steer away from high fructose carbohydrates. So, for example, fruit on a run or any gels containing a lot of fructose. And we're trying to mix up the carbohydrate sources so people absorb them better. Because if the carbohydrate's left over in the gut, what happens is it draws water into the gut. And what it feels like is flushing the toilet through your system. So that's kind of part of the problem and something we try and avoid.
Orla, thanks so much for talking with us today. That was the dietitian Orla Walsh there. One texter says, I'm listening to your show while preparing to go out on a run. Might just give it a miss now.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.